If you're in the market for a super addictive puzzle game, you have to check out Mini Motorways on Apple Arcade. It's a city planning strategy puzzler with an incredibly satisfying gameplay loop. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. New subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Kyle Paletto.
And I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, Counter-Strike 2 announced there's a brand new LEGO racing game on the way and the big announcements for the future game show. Here is the news for Sunday, 26th of March. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/discord.
Though it was leakier than a colander, Valve has finally shared what they've been cooking up for Counter-Strike 2, which will launch later this year with upgraded maps, graphics, and new content. Map-wise, some got total makeovers, while others stayed mostly the same, but with improved models and lighting. Mirage seems untouched, Nuke has some fancy new lighting effects, and Overpass has been given a complete revamp using new tools that will be available to the community. Valve are also promoting a new technology called Subtick Updates, which hopefully lead to more responsive moment-to-moment gameplay. Plus, all your CSGO skins are coming along for the ride, looking better than ever in the new engine. But the focus of this update is the move to the Source 2 engine, which should really boost the game's performance. There's still plenty we don't know, but we'll keep you posted here on Walkthrough as more information is revealed.
I love how the series is still getting new content years later, and these definitely look like they will entice new fans while keeping the old fans happy. Speaking of leaks, there is a new LEGO game heading to the track, LEGO 2K Drive. LEGO 2K Drive is an open-world driving adventure game that features both single and multiplayer, different biomes, races, minigames, challenges, and even a story. Plus, in good old LEGO fashion, there's heaps of customization, allowing players to build their own custom vehicles from over 1,000 unique LEGO pieces. It seems like this is LEGO's answer to both Mario Kart and Forza Horizon, and I can't wait to see what weird and wonderful cars people build. It'll be out on basically everything on May 19.
Arcade races are a tough genre to break into, with Mario Kart pretty much dominating the space for decades now. But everything LEGO touches is generally really fun and well put together, so I have high hopes for this one. Insomniac's Marvel's Spider-Man actor Tony Todd, who will be voicing Venom in the planned sequel, may have accidentally shared the release date for Spider-Man 2 early. It came about when Tony responded to a fan's tweet saying, "Looks like September, massive publicity coming in August, commercials start dropping in August, so I'm told." But as of right now, neither Sony nor Insomniac have responded to the rumors or Tony Todd's tweets.
I'm so hyped for this game and cannot wait for the sequel. Here's hoping that release date is true. From Software have dropped an update to Elden Ring, which brings ray tracing to the award-winning RPG. You can check out the new lighting effects on Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 5 and PC, but advice from players is that you'll want a beefy computer to handle some of the advanced ray tracing features on high resolutions. It's bundled with a stack of balance changes, which might mean your fist and claw weapons as well as PvP bleed builds might need a rethink. If you're the sort of person who loves looking at long lists of percentage changes, we've linked the patch details in our show notes.
Love to see this game still getting attention, and especially love those OP builds getting knocked down a peg. Pesky bleed builds have had it too good for too long, I say. Looking for some new games to get excited about? Well, the Future Games Show Spring Showcase was held this week and was filled to the brim with new trailers and announcements. Here are some that stood out to us. We got a closer look at Witchfire by Polish studio The Astronauts. It's a Doom-inspired medieval shooter where players will need to mow down enemies using a mix of guns and spells. That's coming to PC early access this year. Trick Jump Games revealed new footage of their upcoming cyberpunk-themed roguelite Ark Runner. Players can pick one of three futuristic classes as they battle to shut down a rogue AI. Very keen to check this one out when it releases next month. Creative Assembly showed off some gameplay of the zero gravity gunfight mode in their upcoming team heist title Hyena. And we got a release window and deep dive into the upcoming Deck 9 game, The Expanse, a Telltale series coming later this year.
We also got a fantastic looking trailer for Decarnation. It's a horror puzzle adventure game with a super cute and incredibly creepy pixel art style. That's out on PC and Switch in May. We got more details and gameplay footage of The Axis Unseen, a new heavy metal horror game. It's got a blitzing soundtrack from Cliff and Meyer of post-metal band Isis and promises to have a mix of open world exploration and monster hunting. Aussie developers Toybox Game Studio showed off gameplay and story footage for their upcoming Primordial Legends Hollow Hero, which features a wombat warrior battling their way through a colourful fantasy world. And last up was Paranormal Tales, a terrifying horror title inspired by Hideo Kojima's short-lived Silent Hill teaser PT. This one is a massive nope from me. It looks terrifying, but should have horror fans very excited. That's just scratching the surface of everything that was announced, so be sure to check out the whole showcase to find out more.
That's it for the big headlines. Here's what's coming out this week.
What do Danny Glover, Chuck Norris, Vanilla Ice, and Danny Trejo have in common? They're all starring in the new first-person shooter Crime Boss Roque City. It's a GTA-inspired Payday clone where players have to plan and pull off various heists to become the ultimate crime lord. It's out on PC on the 28th.
The Last of Us Part 1 is coming to PC on Tuesday. If you wanted an excuse to replay the game after the first season aired on HBO, well, here you go.
Out on the 29th is Enchanted by Australian developers Dragonverse Studios. Get together with some mates and work together to run a magical inn in this Overcooked-inspired arcade sim. It's out on PC this Wednesday.
And another fantastic-looking indie out this week is Dredge. It's a fishing sim mixed with creepy cosmic horror. It's coming to all platforms on the 30th, and you can read Gianni's full review on our website, sifter.com.au, right now.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Kyle Paletto.
And my name is Fiona Bartholomeus. Thank you so much for listening.
Walkthrough is our recap of the news, but if you want to catch up on all of Sifter's stories, we've got a fancy newsletter. It's an easy way to make sure you don't miss out on any of our interviews or reviews, and it's out every fortnight. Head to sifter.com.au/newsletter to subscribe. That's sifter.com.au/newsletter.
Sifter is produced by Kyle Paletto, myself, Daniel Ang, and Adam Christou. Mitch Lowe is senior producer who edited this episode, and Gianni Di Giovanni is our executive producer.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and thanks to both Audio Technica Australia and Omni Studios for their support of Sifter's 3 podcasts.
Thanks again for listening. We'll be back with more news next Sunday.
Did you know that the original Final Fantasy creator Hironobu Sakaguchi made a spiritual successor to that legendary series called Fantasian for Apple Arcade, and every level in the game is a handmade, physical miniature model? Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. At sifter.com.au/arcade for a 1-month free trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.